consisting of its senior figures, leaders and the Shura, consultation, council, resolved to announce the establishment of the Islamic Khilafah, Adnani declared. That announcement has been a controversial one, even within the community of militant Salafism to which the fighters of Islamic State belong. Whatever his detractors argue, few figureheads in recent history can make such strong claims to the institution of the caliphate as Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Certainly, none has so dramatically or effectively captured its essence. His caliphate has defied the odds and represents the revival of an obligation that was abandoned for centuries. It is the most dramatic physical manifestation of Salafi Jihadi doctrine in the modern era, serving a dualistic purpose between temporal and cosmic ends. Baghdadi explained the group's worldly aims when he declared, "Allah created us to practice Tawheed, worship Him, and establish His religion." In that sense, the caliphate represents a forgotten duty where God's sovereignty is both supreme and absolute. The wider ambitions of Islamic State are more eschatological and involve hastening the day of resurrection, Yawm al-Qiyamah, when all of mankind will account for its actions. The group's purpose can therefore appear contradictory, practically constructive insofar as it wishes to engage in the process of state building, yet philosophically destructive in its desire to precipitate the end of the world. Islamic State is a Salafi Jihadi movement, although the broader soteriology of Salafism from which it is derived remains poorly understood by the public. Salafis are typically viewed with suspicion and are often characterized as extremists because of their religious conservatism and aesthetic conformity. For men, this would typically include a long and unkempt beard with a robe that stops just short of covering the ankle. For women in public, it is most closely associated with the niqab, an enveloping veil which reveals only the eyes. To reduce Salafism to this alone is to compress a vast and complex tradition into a few lazy caricatures. Recent events in the Middle East have been accompanied by a wider unravelling of world order. This turbulence has stimulated public interest not just in the political dimensions of the crises currently engulfing the Levant and North Africa, but also in the ideas which drive millenarian militants on the ground. That much is clear from the extraordinary reception to Graham Wood's hugely influential essay for The Atlantic in February 2015, titled "What ISIS Really Wants." The magazine's commissioning editor can be forgiven for having assumed that an article on the religious and theological dimensions of ISIS might attract only a niche audience, choosing to first publish it online before making it their cover story the following month. It was an instant success. Wood's piece is now the most read article in The Atlantic's almost 160-year history and was the most read digital story of 2015. Receiving more than 1 million page views the day it was published online. After the Paris attacks in November 2015, it received just under 2 million hits in 24 hours. Wood set himself the task of examining the religious roots of Islamic State by asking, what is the Islamic State? Where did it come from? And what are its intentions? These are basic but important questions. What he found is that the Islamic State is no mere collection of psychopaths. It is a religious group with carefully considered beliefs. There is clearly an urgent need to better understand those beliefs, not least because they partly inform the activities of so many groups currently redefining the contours of power in the Middle East. Yet, the ideology of Islamic State is neither new nor entirely novel, and its intellectual framework appears to sit within the mainstream tradition of Salafi Jihadi thought. This might seem unusual given that Islamic State has captured global attention in a way that not even Al-Qaeda was able to achieve.